CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The stock market, celebrating the pandemic these last 2 years, and now the headline in the Wall Street Journal, NASDAQ S&P finished worst week since pandemic onset. I welcome Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's, watching the markets for me. Jim, a very good evening to you. We have a report from the Wall Street Journal that states the obvious. U.S. stocks fell for a third straight week, continuing their slide to start 2022, with investors worried about the prospect of higher interest rates and their effect on valuations. The Federal Reserve intends to raise rates from zero to, and then pick a place, three times, four times, five times. Jamie Dimon says six or seven times. Does that explain this tumble since the beginning of the year? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Well, it explains part of the tumble. I mean, we have a record millionaire formation in the country for the last couple of years because the Fed inflated assets through its bond buying program and its low interest rates. And so what the Fed giveth, it takes away. I think we're going to have millionaire deformation in the months ahead. But this is also a reaction to the political situation in Washington, D.C., where it looks like F Troop is in charge of the government as we are faced with a challenge by Vladimir Putin of Russia, who is a threat, I think, equal to Adolf Hitler or Napoleon. And we don't have a strong or rational response, and that frightens the heck out of investors. So that's also weighing on the market. I call it the Armageddon market because of that. So if you look at the, if you look at the averages, and you look at where they are now versus their 52-week highs, the S&P is down. This is a rough estimate. 8.5%. The Dow Jones average is down 7%. NASDAQ is down a whopping 14.7%. And in the meantime, in advance of the formal Fed rate hikes, interest rates are creeping up. So, if you look at a five-year certificate of deposit, a bank deposit, I was looking at Pentagon Federal, just pulled it out of a hat. The 5 year is 1.3%. Sounds a little low, but when you look at a 14.7% fall in NASDAQ and a 7% fall in Dow Jones and an 8.5% fall in the S&P, well, that's not bad. It's positive territory. So at some point, people are going to move their money into these safer investments, especially when the Fed raises interest rates. That's going to suck liquidity out of the market. And it's going to be worse. You're going to lose your shirt up until June or July, until the public appreciates that the Republicans are going to sweep into Congress and create a business friendly environment again.
Jim, if there's one common theme in all of the indices you just cited and the events of these last days, it's that Washington is being priced into the market. Washington, the Federal Reserve, Washington, the Biden administration, Washington, the Build Back Better that is disappointed, Washington, the warfighter, if so, or the arsenal of democracy, if so, or the poor relations with NATO, if so. So is this the price of Washington? You've watched the markets a lot longer than I have. It was your profession. Is this typical of when New York suddenly decides to pay attention to Washington?
Well, yes, it is. But you know what's happened is capitalism, spelled with an A, two A's, is now capitalism, C-A-P-T-O-L, you know, like the nation's capital. Government is so involved with the economy and has propped it up so much that you can't ignore Washington anymore. You must pay attention to it. You remember when Trump was president? Who can forget? When the market was down, Donald would go on television and say something and it pick up, 50 points on his utterance. So the market has been paying attention to Washington for at least the beginning of the Trump administration, if not sooner. It's especially worried right now because the president appears so feckless. I mean, to your listeners, I am politically neutral. I do not like either political party, but he seems so feckless, so rudderless. It's frightening, and I can see that reflected in the stock market.
Ukraine is far away, and the intricate relationship between Moscow and Kiev requires history reading. We do also know that Europe is reluctant to say shy about war fighting, so much so that the Germans, we're told, are preventing a resupply of an arsenal or wish to prevent a resupply of arsenal to Ukraine. We're also told the Germans are reluctant to bring Nord Stream 2 into this conversation, having once approved it and the White House approved it. So there doesn't seem to be any war drums beating in Washington or in Brussels or in Paris. Do you see this market sell-off as presuming war drums, Jim?
I do. You know, guns and butter. We saw this in the 70s during the Vietnam War. You can't have guns, you can't have butter without massive inflation. So in the 70s, we had the Vietnam War, we had all that spending, and we were drawing domestic spending, and we had massive inflation. And I think the market is afraid that if Putin does invade Ukraine, even if it's a modest incursion, it's going to cause a big increase in defense spending in the United States, number one. Number two, this whole green energy thing, you know, where people are placing huge bets on electric vehicles, et cetera. If Putin invades, that money goes to defense. It doesn't go to supporting green energy. And with the Republicans taking over Congress, there's even less enthusiasm for that kind of spending. So all these people who have positioned themselves for the great green economy are thinking now they might lose their shirts. So that also impacts the market.
We see three companies doing not well, but not negative. Clorox added 1.5%. Colgate-Palmolive gained 1%, and Procter & Gamble advanced 0.4%. Now, that's a whole lot better than falling. But, Jim, those companies are worthwhile. They're in the marketplace. I understand. They're not exciting. The exciting stuff is being sold off. So have we finally met the moment when buying the dip is bad advice and buying Clorox is good advice? We have about a minute.
Well, I think over the long run, you always buy when everybody else is selling, but you don't go all in at once. You average in, think for the long term. These stocks, I call them survivalist stocks, because everybody is going, you know, people are going to buy toilet paper and toothpaste.
Right.
And that's what Wall Street is thinking. They want products that they know are going to sell, and they're frightened to death about what's going to happen with everything else. Also, remember that the COVID aid is drying up. So what we had was all these people getting free money for staying at home on unemployment. And so they weren't helping us manufacture goods. So we had too much money chasing too few goods, and that helped with the inflation.
And now we're chasing Colgate-Palmolive. Wonderful. Toothpaste. Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.